Subdivision 2021-05, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch. This is a final subdivision and landscape plan approval.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for Turnberry, a cluster subdivision on a 135.524-acre parcel of land. It consists of 196 single-family lots, private roads, sidewalks, open space, and proposed amenities to include a walking trail, mailbox facility, an in-ground pool, and a pool house. Preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27th, 2022, subject to 19 conditions of approval. Additionally, Sussex County Council approved a six-month time extension for the subdivision at their meeting of Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, which extended the preliminary subdivision plan approval until Friday, July 27th, 2025. Final subdivision plan and landscape plan comply with Sussex County Zoning Code and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 10.00, Parcel 199.00, District 234, Map 16.00, Parcel 1.01, Parcel 1.02, Parcel 3.00, Parcel 4.00, and Parcel 5.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for subdivision 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-36, Winford Preserve, final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for Winford Preserve, a cluster subdivision on a 50.499-acre parcel of land to consist of 100 single-family lots, private roads, sidewalks, open space, and proposed amenities to include a walking trail, in-ground pool, and a pool house. The preliminary subdivision plan for the development, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 26, 2023, subject to 19 conditions of approval. The final subdivision plan and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Property is located on the south side of Prettyman Road, Sussex County Road 254, and to the east of Prettyman Road, Sussex County Road 255 in Georgetown, Delaware. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 29.00, Parcel 25.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-36 Winford Preserve, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for subdivision 2021-36 Winford Preserve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2018-18 Channel Point and Site Plan 25-06 Towns at Channel Point, revised subdivision plan regarding the installation of gates.
This is a revised subdivision plan for the installation of gates and a final site plan for S25-06. On May 15th, 2025, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request to clarify whether the installation of gates at the Channel Point subdivision, approved as part of subdivision reference 2018-18, and the related but separate Towns at Channel Point townhouse development, approved as part of site plan reference S25-06, would constitute a, quote, substantial change to the intent of the original plat, end quote, under the provisions of Section 9913B of the Sussex County Code and necessitated public hearing. Due to the unclear nature of the exhibits which were submitted to the Department of Planning and Zoning, the Commission determined at its last meeting of Wednesday, June 18, 2025, that a revised final site plan showing the number, character, location of the proposed gates would be required in order for the Planning and Zoning Commission to make a formal determination of the request pardon me, a final formal determination on the addition of the gates, and the request was deferred. Staff note that in response to the commission's request, a revised final subdivision plan has been provided showing the addition of two gates, one gate being located at the entrance of the Channel Point subdivision, and one gate being located at the entrance of the Towns at Channel Point townhome development off of Bennett Avenue. Additionally, staff note that the director's memo dated June 11th, 2025, which was provided at the last commission meeting, notes that a total of 7 building permits and 1 certificate of occupancy have been issued for the subdivision. The commission's determination will decide whether a public hearing will be required or whether the revised subdivision plan and final site plan for the Towns at Channel Point, S2506, properties lying on the north side of may be approved. Pardon me, hearing will be required, or whether the revised subdivision plan and site plan may be approved as proposed. The properties lie on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, and on the west side of Bedden Avenue, approximately 200 feet of Deer Run Road, Sussex County Road 388 in Selbyville, Delaware. The tax parcels are a portion of District 533, map 20.00, parcel 20.00, District 533, map 20.00, parcel 22.00, and 20.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and MR, Medium Density Residential District.
I have a motion I'd like to make on this request. Before I make the motion, though, I would like to point out that one of the considerations of Section 99-9C is the provision for a safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent roadways. I believe a gate installed at this location would be inconsistent with that criteria. I visited this site, not knowing about this proposed gate, several weeks ago, and got to the entrance of the project to find the entrance was blocked. I had to do a several-point turnaround to get turned around and had two cars behind me that ended up having to do the same thing. I'm afraid with the already congested traffic on Bennett Road and the short run of this street, installing a gate at this location would create a backup on Bennett, which could ultimately impact cars turning off of Route 54. In addition to the concerns stated above, the commission is also looked at the impacts of deliveries that can and will be made by FedEx, UPS, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and not to mention EMS and first responders. For example, such a delivery would be stuck at this gate, and given the tight area to move traffic around, it could severely get congested because of other activities on this roadway. Since we do have gated communities without interconnectivity elsewhere, this decision is specific to this location and the configuration of the circle and the heavy traffic that already uses this street for other businesses and homes. This location is very different to the gates that have been permitted along Route 1 developments, where there is a clear turn lane for entry into those types of location. My motion is to deny this request to install a gate at the entrance of the Channel Point project.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to deny the revised site plan regarding installation of gates for subdivision 2018-18 Channel Point, site plan 25-06 Towns at Channel Point. And I will call the roll for this vote. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
I vote yes to deny.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes to deny.
Mr. Mears?
I vote no. I think they should be allowed to have the gates.
Okay, and the chair votes yes to deny. The motion carries 3-1. Thank you. The next item is site plan 2024-65, Con Addison Development, Inc., Delmar B., conditional use number 2385, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for an 18.28-acre ground-mounted solar array, transformers, fencing, and interwoven screening, a Knox box, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2385, for the establishment of a solar facility to be located within a general residential district, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 6, 2024, and the use was established through ordinance number 2984. Staff further note that the conditional use site plan was submitted prior to 6/30/2022, the approval of the county's solar farm ordinance number 2920, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. Therefore, though not a requirement, staff continue to encourage the application of the minimum standards required through the solar ordinance of Sussex County Code in this plan. The property is located on the north side of Westline Road, Sussex County Road 512, approximately 0.67 mile west of Delmar Road, Route 54, in Delmar, Delaware. The applicant has provided details of its financial security package for decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Staff would further note that this item was last reviewed by the commission at its meeting of Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, where the plans were deferred pending changes to the decommissioning amount, as the stated amount was deemed too low to adequately cover the site restoration once the panels are removed. The amount has increased from approximately $45,000 to approximately $91,000, resulting in an overall decommissioning amount of $330,688. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 19.00, Parcel 57.00. The zoning district is GR, General Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, if I may assist, because elsewhere on the agenda today, you have three more solar farm applications for site plan review before the commission today, three of which were at your previous meeting. This one was not at the previous meeting. This is the fourth one on your agenda today. The three that the commission deferred to take action on the last meeting for further consideration had letters with them in relation to design and landscape matters. This one in particular actually meets the standard for a residential development in terms of numbers of trees and design. So this is one this is not one of the ones you saw at the previous meeting, and staff have no additional comments to add on the landscaping. It actually meets that residential standard. So
I thought I saw trees like that. That's good. Appreciate it coming through correctly the first time. Mr. Chair, with regards to S24-65 Con Edison Development Inc., Delmar B, conditional use number 2385, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-65 Con Edison Development Incorporated Delmar B, conditional use 2385, as a preliminary and final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 25-05 Woodland Ferry Road Solar, formerly known as Community Power Group, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan and landscape plan for the construction of a solar facility and other related site improvements. Conditional use number 2336 to permit the use at the site was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 6, 2023, via ordinance number 2924. The final site plan previously received final approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, February 19, 2025. This revised plan includes revisions to the location of the solar arrays, transformers, and access road on the site. The fenced area containing the solar arrays occupies 25.012, more or less, acres of the parcel, which is comprised of a total of 39.45, more or less, acres. The parcel is lying on the north side of Woodland Ferry Road, Sussex County Road 78, 0.15 miles east of the intersection of Woodland Ferry Road and Bethel Road, Sussex County Road 493, and on the east side of Bethel Road, 0.2 miles north of the intersection of Woodland Ferry Road and Bethel Road. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 232, Map 5.00, Parcel 11.03. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses the financial security component of the conditions of approval. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Are we good for the decommissioning, did you say?
Yes, yes.
You're good, okay. And the fabric was shown. I'm just gonna ask these same questions every single time in the landscape.
Yes, that's correct. Both are shown in the plan.
All right, thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to S2505 Woodland Ferry Road Solar, formerly known as Community Power Group, I make a motion to approve the revised final site plan.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for site plan 25-05 Woodland Ferry Road Solar, formerly known as Community Power Group. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2018-18, Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon property, amenities plan.
This is an amenities plan for the construction of a proposed 4,700-square-foot, more or less, clubhouse with a great room, game room, library, screen porch, restroom facilities, and patio, a 1,200-square-foot in-ground pool, hot tub, fire pit, kayak launch on the beach, 2,760-square-foot bocce lawn, pickleball court and player terrace, gardens, a boat marina facility with 25 boat slips, open space, bike racks, parking, and other ancillary improvements. Property is located off Channel Watch Lane with the previously approved Channel Point subdivision in Selbyville, Delaware. Amenities plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. Tax parcels are District 533, Map 20.00, Parcel 20, and Parcel 20.01. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Waiting agency approvals. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the amenities plan for 2018-18 Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop Point and Cannon property, with final by staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for subdivision 2018-18 Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon property, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Ellis Family Investments, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot 5 will consist of 0.76 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 6 will consist of 1.52 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 7 will consist of 0.76 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 8 will consist of 0.76 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will contain 302.59 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Shiloh Church Road, Sussex County Road 74, approximately 0.37 miles west of East Trap Pond Road, Sussex County Road 62. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 232, Map 8, Parcel 44.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Ellis Family Investments, LLC, make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement as a final.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the lands of Ellis Family Investments, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Griffin, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with access off a 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 will consist of 1.53 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 2 will consist of 1.605 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 3 will consist of 1.524 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 4 will consist of 1.812 acres, more or less. The residual lands will contain 4.477 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Scott's Store Road, Route 32, approximately 90 feet east of Mile Stretch Road, Sussex County Road 590. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, and the tax parcel is District 530, Map 9, Parcel 42.04. Zoning is Agricultural AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement for lands of Griffin with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Griffin with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Passwaters Stoneworks Stonework LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.841 acres more or less. Proposed lot two consists of 1.602 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.398 acres more or less. And proposed lot four will consist of 1.130 acres more or less. The residual lands will contain 3.875 acres more or less. Shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Rabbit Run Road, Sussex County Road 566, approximately 400 feet west of Progress School Road, Sussex County Road 562. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 131, Map 13, Parcel 69. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Passwater Stonework LLC with final by staff.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Passwater Stonework LLC with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Warfel, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 65-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off an existing 65-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.327 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 6.445 acres more or less. Shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Beach Highway Route 16, approximately a half mile east of the Mennonite School Road, Sussex County Road 631. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 6, Parcel 19.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 65-foot easement for the lands of Warfel with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 65-foot easement for lands of Warfel with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 25-42, citation 49 Farms Solar Voltaic Facility, conditional use number 2470, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and related site improvements, which was last reviewed by the committee meeting of Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, at which action on the plan was deferred. Conditional use number 2470 to allow for the use of the site as a solar farm was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, March 20th, 2024, through ordinance number 2961. Property is located on the east side of Savannah Road, Sussex County Road 246, approximately 0.85 miles south of Road Road, Sussex County Road 245. Staff note that the applicant proposes the fencing fabric to be of dark color, gray or black. Staff note that a full buffer meeting the provisions of 99.5 has been shown adjacent to and fronting along Savannah Road with a partial buffer around the remainder of the site to consist of supplemental plantings in existing vegetated areas consisting of 2 trees and 10 shrubs per 100 linear feet of buffer as outlined as part of condition H of the conditions of approval. Subject to the Commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for CU 2470. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 8, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan is therefore eligible for final approval.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, this is one of the three that the Commission may remember from your last meeting. And following the Commission's last meeting, we entered into a back and forth with the applicant's engineer to better understand a little bit more about the existing buffer and also the proposed buffer. So looking at the existing buffer, we actually have really up-to-date aerial photos. So this is March 10th of this year. And the question we asked the applicant's engineer this week is, has the property been cut back to the property line or not? Or how much of an existing buffer do we have along the property line? Because it looks pretty close. I know this is not laser-focused perfect, like precise, but it looks pretty close to the property line. And then in your packet, you have a planting plan. And the planting plan, as Mrs. Lepore has outlined, has two different planting standards. One is a typical buffer that you'd see with a residential development, and the second is a different buffer design that shows two trees and 10 shrubs for every 100 linear feet, and that's to be located along that north side. And having discussed it with the applicant's engineer, there was an engineering rationale for that, that the registered landscape architects thought that the two trees and 10 shrubs would have a better chance of survival, which is why it was proposed. But then there was a question about whether the buffer was subsequently cut. I have, and the applicant's engineer is here today should the Commission have factual questions, but the applicant's engineer has offered to plant 15 trees per 100 linear feet if that is the Commission's request. Now, that being said, the code doesn't say that solar projects have to meet that standard of 15 trees per 100 linear feet. That is the only standard we have in the code for tree planting, and that's the one staff would always default to in residential development, but this is not a residential development. So hopefully that's of assistance.
Yeah,
but even if the trees died, wouldn't it be their responsibility to replant them?
Correct. So whatever the standard is, staff will make sure that is implemented and enforced. The question then becomes is, what is the required standard for a solar project? I know Mr. Robertson, if I...
Yeah, that's because in the solar ordinance that we passed a year or two ago at this point, it talks about a vegetated buffer, but it doesn't say vegetated buffer of the same sort required by Chapter 99 for subdivisions. You know, so there's two different types of uses, and I think the crux of it is the argument that we're starting to hear from solar developers and their engineers is that the type of buffer that's required for subdivisions serves the purpose of, you know, screening and landscaping and other things that you would have for a subdivision with a variety of tree types and planting arrangements, whereas a solar array, you know, it's more of a functional thing where it's just screening. So do you need all the deciduous trees that you would in a residential subdivision versus evergreens that are, you know, screening year round? I think that's sort of the gist of it. The issue is, and it's one that it's an omission in the code in that it says you have to have a buffer, but it doesn't prescribe precisely, you know, what type to have. So staff's been defaulting to the one in 99.95, which is the residential buffer.
Commissioners?
I say the more screening you can do on these solar panels, the better, but...
I'm going to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, for site plan 2542, citation 49 Farms, solar photovoltaic facility, conditional use 2470, with the trees, how many per foot?
15.
15 per 100.
Is that clear enough for you?
I second the motion.
Seconded to approve 25-42 citation 9 Farm Solar Lithic facility and conditional use number 70 final buffer requirement as stated in code.
Mr. Wheatley, I just realized you need your microphone on.
I don't know why it keeps going off. I don't know. Anyway, I was saying, been moved and seconded to approve a site plan 25-42, citation 49 Farms Solar Votaic Facility, conditional use number 2470, final site plan, with the provision that the buffer be constructed in accordance with the buffer requirements as stated in the residential section of our code. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-72, Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2 LLC, conditional use number 2365, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a solar facility, including fencing with interwoven screening and related site improvements, which was last reviewed by the Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, at which action on the plan was deferred. Conditional use number 2365 to allow for the use of a solar facility at the site was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 16, 2024, through ordinance number 3000. The property is located on the east side of DuPont Highway, Route 113, approximately 244 feet south of the intersection of Lazy Lagoon Road, Sussex County Road 380, and DuPont Highway, Route 113. Staff note that the applicant has proposed an alternate tree planting buffer yard detail, which includes a total of 10 trees per 100 linear feet of buffer. The current planting requirement for a perimeter buffer is the minimum of 15 trees per 100 linear feet of buffer. Additionally, the applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for decommissioning for review by the Commission. Subject to the Commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security and proposed landscaping plan, which includes five less trees per 100 linear feet of buffer than the current code requirements under 99.5, the final plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for CU 2365. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District and AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 4, Parcel 23, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan is therefore eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mine's going off too. 2472 Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2 LLC with buffer as per the residential buffer code.
So not as submitted, but as.
So that would be the approval is contingent on the applicant
yes.
making that change.
Yes.
Change.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
So, okay. Thank you.
And then I also, if I may, I didn't. The notes for the wire, or the fabric on the fence. This one was confusing to me, yeah. So the requirement of the fabric on the fence as well.
I revise my motion to include the privacy slats.
I second the motion.
Okay, and was this, we have all the other agency approvals on this or no?
Yeah, it's a final.
This is preliminary and final.
Yeah. Okay. Preliminary and final.
Okay, preliminary and final, okay. Been moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-72 Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2 LLC, conditional use number 2365, as a preliminary and a final, subject to a revision of the buffers to be constructed in accordance with the requirements of our residential buffer section, and that the screening for the fencing be included as well. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 25-31, Chaberton Energy Blue Hen Solar.
I think this one was.
Conditional use number 2398, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 20.5-acre ground-mounted solar array facility, transformers, fencing, and with interwoven screening, a Knox box, and other site improvements, which was last reviewed by the Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, June 18, 2025, at which action on the plan was deferred. Staff note that the site was subject of the previous conditional use number 2398 for the establishment of solar facilities be located within an agricultural residential AR1 district. The application was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, and the use was established through ordinance number 2986. Staff note that the applicant has proposed an alternative tree planting buffer yard detail, which includes a total of 10 trees per 100 linear feet of buffer. The current planting requirement for the perimeter buffer is a minimum of 15 trees per 100 linear feet of buffer. Additionally, the applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for decommissioning for review by the Commission. Subject to the Commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security and the proposed landscape plan, which includes five less trees per linear foot of buffer than the current code requirements under 99.5. The final plan complies with the Sussex County zoning code and all conditions of approval for CU 2398. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 187. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals. Staff would also request that the approval of any plan be subject to the applicant's inclusion of the planting schedule into the proposed landscape plan for the solar facility.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary and final site plan for site plan 2531 Chaberton Energy Blue Hen Solar, conditional use 2398, with the buffers as per the residential buffer code and with the privacy slats in the fence.
I second the motion.
And you also mentioned a planting schedule was needed to be included, did you say?
Staff would request that the approval of any plan be subject to the applicant's inclusion of the planting schedule.
Yeah, so you want to add that to your motion?
Yes, I add that to my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second the motion as revised.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to recommend approval as a preliminary and a final for site plan 25-31 Chaberton Energy Blue Hen Solar, conditional use 2398, with the provisions that the plans be revised to reflect buffers that are constructed in accordance with the residential buffer requirements in our code, that the interwoven fabric be included in the fencing, and that there a planting schedule would be presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.